Paranormal Patriots. The Paranormal Patriots.
Growing parapolitical podcasts out in podcast land is now back on the internet airwaves. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Paranormal Patriot. It has been a long hiatus. I have been chomping at the bit to get back with you, but illnesses have prevailed. I am truly sorry that I've been gone the last couple of weeks, but I'm feeling a little better this week. So I'm going to do a show, and I think it's going to be a fantastic show. I have spent the last 2 weeks laying in bed at night, not being able to sleep, dealing with fibromyalgia, dealing with the crud that is going around. You may even notice my voice sounds a little hoarse. I've been dealing with this crap since for the last week and a half, and I can't get rid of it, but it has allowed me to create for you what I think is one of the most important shows in the history of the Paranormal Patriot, because I tell you what, everybody, I've had enough. I'm done. We have to do something. I am going to talk to you today about a Senate bill in Oregon. Some of you may have heard of this. Most of you have not. That is, this Senate bill is such a government overreach. It is beyond words. A lot of you will think there's no way that's possible, but trust me, it's possible. And it's going to start in Oregon, and it's just going to spread across this country like wildfire, to the point that we will no longer raise our children. So stay with me for that. And then I'm going to talk about the state of our country. What in the world is happening, and what does it take for us to do something about it? When are we going to say enough is enough? Because I honestly think that we should be beyond that point, but we're too complacent. We're too comfortable with what we've got. And before we know it, it's going to be gone. And we're going to go, what is going on here? When did this happen? But the Paranormal Patriot is here this week to tell you that if we don't do something soon, we will lose this country. You will lose the America that you grew up in. And you will leave your children and your grandchildren just a shell of what this country once was. So you need to listen to this episode, and you need to take heed. Because again, I am pulling no punches. If I'm not on a government watch list after this show, I have not done my job. Because it is now time. It is time for the people of this country to take the rest of the world's lead and stop our oppressive, tyrannical government. And if we don't do it now, if we don't do it soon, we will never have a chance. And it all starts now on this episode of The Paranormal Patriot. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back, and I will tell you about this law, this emergency law that basically takes your parental rights away. And don't think it won't happen. Don't think it's not going to come to a place where you live, because it's on its way. Most of you will not believe this, but I swear to you, Every ounce, every word I say is 100% true. Stay with me. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back. Hey, my parapatriots, keep those listener encounters coming in. My Illinois listeners are rocking the house with their encounters. Next episode, I am going to have an episode related to encounters from my listeners of the Batman of Chicago. The Batman of Chicago is moving. He seems to be all over Illinois and sometimes Indiana. If you've had a paranormal encounter, if you've had a supernatural encounter, or you know a government secret, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I know you may be listening in the car. I know you may be listening at work, but write this down. Remember this email and contact me. Contact me with your knowledge. Contact me with your encounter, but just contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. When you walk outside, take a look to the sky. You see those bright, shiny lights? You see them, but do you really know why? The things we do almost every single night. See a million points of light, what an awesome sight. But we take them for granted, cause they've always been there. Do you understand the meaning? Do you even care? The lights in the sky, well, they just didn't happen. It's time you learned a thing or two, you better strap in. Galaxies, suns, planets, and clusters. They can't be reached with today's thrusters. The universe, it is calling to you. An awakening is happening in full view. You better open. Alrighty, let's begin with the lunacy. Oregon. The state of Oregon has introduced, Oregon Governor Kate Brown introduced a new bill. It is the Senate Bill 526. She introduced that to the Oregon Legislative Assembly as part of her budget package. This bill will allow in-home surveillance of families of newborn babies. This budget allows the Oregon Health Authority personnel to look in or study home visiting by licensed healthcare providers. Now, lawmakers are calling SB 526 an emergency measure, which means that the bill could be rushed to approval by year's end. There are an astounding 18 sponsors to the bill who collectively state that it is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public peace, health, and safety, and therefore an emergency is declared to exist. Now, the Oregon Health Authority's director, Patrick Allen, stated by way of the Beaverton Valley Times that he's super happy over the idea. He says, this isn't something for people in trouble. This is stuff all kids need, stuff my kids needed. According to this bill, when the program is complete, every new parent, and this includes adoptions, would receive a series of 2 to 3 visits a month by someone like a nurse or other healthcare practitioner. These visits could include basic health screenings for babies, hooking parents up with primary care physicians, linking them to other services, and coordinating the myriad of childhood immunizations that babies need. Ding, ding, ding. There is your ticket right there. Childhood immunizations. Senator Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, a Democrat from Beaverton, is also excited to support the bill. Worse more is Oregon isn't the only state that is really excited about this bill. Washington Governor Jay Inslee is pushing for the exact same surveillance measure. He states in a Twitter tweet, my budget would also offer universal home visits. This gives every new parent the opportunity to get a visit from a nurse during the first few weeks back home with their newborn to share important information and build confidence. What the hell does that mean? What important information are you going to give them? And why do you have to build confidence? There is nothing written in this bill as it states right now that would be a mandatory event, but it doesn't say it won't be either. But what it does say is that it's universal. And what that means is everybody. So if you give birth to a child or you adopt a child, you are getting a visit. Many states have pushed for increased surveillance on homeschool children, but this is the first blatant attempt to monitor all kids. Now, let me tell you, either case is bad, but the universal case of that or universal aspect of this is horrendous. Let me tell you how this is going to work. You go to the hospital, you give birth to a child, or you adopt a child. Within the first couple weeks, probably a week or two at the most, a government agent is coming to your house. Whether you like it or not, you cannot say, nope, I don't want you here. I can take care of my own kids. Because this is sounds like, from what I read on this Senate bill, it sounds like this is a mandatory thing. And they're going to sit down with you and they're going to go through how to raise your child, what you need to do to keep your child safe, and what vaccines to give your child. And again, there is the dinner bell, the vaccines. Many, and there's many more parents out there that are increasingly not giving their child vaccines because the vaccines are more deadly than the virus they could be getting. This is the government's way of making sure that you get the vaccines. You got a government health worker coming to your home. Well, it's time for Johnny's immunizations. What are you going to do? Say no? And if you do, what are they going to do? According to what I'm reading, this is mandatory. So is the option there? The government, listen, the government is involved in this. They're not going to take no for an answer at all. So what is the outcome if you say, no, I don't want Johnny to be vaccinated? I think the answer is pretty clear. They're going to take the child from the home. Now, the Oregon government is stating, hey, everybody's overblowing this thing. We're doing this for the benefit of the children to prevent abuse. Well, Oregon right now has double in their foster care system. There is double the abuse than the nationwide average. So you take all these foster kids and you add 50, 60, 70,000 kids a year that are born to that system. First off, who's going to monitor all these kids? And secondly, who's paying for it? I have listeners in Oregon that say they are taxed through the roof. So where is this money coming from? These people aren't going to work for free. This is an outright blatant overreach by the government. Not only do they want your kids when you send them to school, they're going to indoctrinate them. Now they want them before they get to school. They're going to tell you how and what to feed that kid. They're going to tell you how to raise that kid. In Kate Brown, the Oregon governor's eyes, the government is better equipped to raise your child than you. This is a government child from now on. Does that not scare you? Is this not Orwellian? This is terrifying. My wife and I, we went down to the cancer center on Wednesday, and I was talking to her about this, and she didn't believe me. And when we got there, I pulled up a bunch of websites that they were legit websites from Oregon touting this program. And she's reading this going, how in the world is this even possible? There's no way this can pass. And I said, but there's the key. They have deemed this an emergency. So therefore, this has to be passed by the end of the year. So in 2020, this is a mandatory visit, 2 to 3 times a month. Think about that. For my parents out there, for my younger listeners, think about that. for my parents that have already given birth to children. Or think about when you give birth, if you have no kids. When you have kids, think about you're going to be sitting there and you'll be rocking your child to sleep. And all of a sudden you get a tuck, 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 a knock on the door. Hello, we're from the government. We'd like to see your child. Why is this child sick? Well, this child looks sickly. We think that it is best for us to take care of this child. I could see it coming. It sounds like a bad B-50s movie, but this is reality. This is what it's coming to. And don't think this isn't coming to you. It starts in Oregon. The Washington governor is all over it. Oh, I think this is great. You don't think California, New York, Illinois, you don't think they're going to jump on board? And here's the problem. We're just going to say, oh, well, that's the law now? Come on in, Mr. Government Agent. Come on into my house and criticize me and critique how I'm raising my child. Oh, my child is a free thinker? You better change that. That's what it's going to boil down to. It's just like in the school systems. They're indoctrinating the children. They're teaching them socialist, Marxist, democratic ways of thinking. Capitalism's bad. Socialism is good. That's what they're thinking. That's their thinking, and that's what they're teaching these kids. Now they're going to start it from the first weeks of birth. If you don't want to immunize your kids, if you're afraid of your kids becoming autistic because of the vaccinations, you don't have a choice now. It's either you vaccinate those kids or we take those kids. What do? Do you take the chance? This is what it's boiling down to. If this doesn't infuriate you, if this doesn't scream government overreach, then nothing will. Because now they're bringing the children into it. Innocent little children who have no clue what's going on. And there are too many of us listening to this show right now that are just going to capitulate and say, it is what it is. That's the way of the land. That's the law of the land. I better do it. And that's going to bring me into my next section. When is enough enough? When do we take these corrupt politicians and send them out? When do we take the media, the biased media? When do we call them out and say enough is enough? Where is our breaking point? My breaking point is right now. I'm done with it. When I heard this, I knew having a Democratic governor in my state now, it scares the living crap out of me. Granted, I'm not going to have any more kids, but my kids are going to have kids. I don't want government agents coming to their home, inspecting the living conditions, and telling them how to raise my grandkids. And if they deem that they're not being brought up in the proper way, they can take them. And I can hear you guys already. Oh, Tom, that's not what's going to happen. That's not what's going to happen. You don't think so? Look at Nazi Germany. Look at Soviet Russia. Kids were taken from their families left and right. Taken and indoctrinated into the socialist mentality. This is socialism at its finest right here. Start them young. Hell, why not start them at 2 weeks old? That's guaranteed a socialist for life. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in this country right now. And until we wake up and see that, listen, I hate labels. I really do. We're humans. But in this country, we have a divisive side to us. We're divided. I lean, my views are on a conservative constitutional view. until we realize that the liberal Democrats embrace socialism. This is their calling card right now. Until we as Americans realize, as conservative, as constitutionalist, as just moral people who love our freedoms, until we realize this, we've lost. Because that is what the Democrat Party is becoming. The state of New York just elected an outright socialist who's crazy as a box of rocks. I mean, this girl is crazy. She has no basis for her plans. She has no way to fund her plans, but yet that's the best way to do it. Apparently, in 12 years, global warming is going to destroy the planet. That's where we're going to. And we need to put a stop to it. But we have to ask ourselves, what's our breaking point? When do we say enough is enough? Mine is right now. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk about, where's your breaking point? Because it appears that America's breaking point is a lot farther down the line than the rest of the world. And it's about time we caught up to them. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. To ask yourself and be honest with yourself, what is your breaking point? What is it going to take for you to stand up against a tyrannical, oppressive, corrupt government? The rest of the world is doing it. You look at the Yellow Vest movement in France. We've always ridiculed France and here in America. Oh, a bunch of cowards. Who's the cowards now? You look at England, who is fighting back against Theresa May and her, I don't really want to exit Brexit. I don't want to leave Brexit, so I'm going to devise a plan where it almost looks like we're leaving Brexit, but we're really not. The people in the parliament know what she is doing. How she remains Prime Minister of that country, how she can still have a vote of confidence is beyond me. But the people are rebelling in England because they voted to get out of the European Union. And the government, well, they don't think that's the right thing to do. So they're rebelling against the people. Who's going to win? Look at Venezuela. Maduro, the oppressive tyrant president. The illegitimate president of Venezuela, the socialist who has turned that country into a shell of its former self. They are protesting by the hundreds of thousands against Maduro. When are we going to do that? We here in America, we are too busy fighting against one another. We are letting the media dictate who we agree with and who we don't agree with. And I got to hand it to the media. They did a spectacular job framing the Covington High School or the Covington Catholic High School child. They framed him to the point that people were just saying, oh my God, look at that. Absolute racist. He's a racist. Look at this poor little Native American guy is being harassed and being ridiculed by this Trump supporter because he doesn't agree with his values. He doesn't agree with his thoughts. He doesn't agree with what he believes in, so therefore he's going to ridicule him by staring at him and smiling. But oh, then we found out, after the liberal media just chastised and totally dragged this kid's name through the mud, then we find out that the media manipulated the video. And they did a phenomenal job of it. I'll give them credit there. They did a great job of editing that video to make it look as if this kid was in the wrong. But when you look at the whole video, then you find that this kid, he didn't do anything wrong. His crime was being white and wearing a MAGA hat. So the media picked up on that. And don't think this Nathan Phillips guy, this Native American guy, don't think he didn't know. Oh my gosh, there's a young kid with a MAGA hat. He's white. I'm going right to him. I'm getting my 15 minutes of fame. Don't think that this idiot, this liar, who claims he's a Vietnam veteran, and I'll give him credit. He is a veteran. He didn't serve any credit, or he didn't serve any combat time. But he went specifically to this child to provoke him, to harass him, to try and get a response from him. And you know what this kid did? He just stand there. He stood there and smiled. And that is his crime. He's white. He's wearing a MAGA hat. He's a Trump supporter. And he smiled. Tell me, what is the crime on that? That's disrespectful, Tom. Did you look at the whole video? Because the whole video shows this idiot in this kid's face, pounding on the drum, just waiting for a reaction, and didn't get it. So the media had to manipulate that video. Had to manipulate that video to make that kid, who's a Trump supporter, a Republican, look bad, therefore making Trump look bad. But then it came out. Oh, wait a minute. This is the real video. This kid did nothing wrong. And I'll give it to MSNBC, somewhat CNN, NBC. They stood up and they said, well, we took this thing way wrong. I can't believe I'm defending CNN and MSNBC. But they stood up and they said, we were wrong on this. Whoopi Goldberg stood up and said, when are we going to stop doing this, essentially? And then the illustrious Joy Behar, in her infinite wisdom, said, look, we're going to do this until Trump's out of office. What an idiot. You just announced your agenda. You're an idiot. And the crowd, being the drones that they are, ha, 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 laugh, 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 clap, clap, clap. They think it's a joke. It's not a joke. This is what the media does. They are pitting us against one another. They are specifically and purposely targeting people to be triggered, to be reactive. So now anybody that sees a MAGA hat is triggered. What is it about a MAGA hat? Make America great again. How is that offensive? Somebody tell me how that's offensive. Well, that's racist, Tom. Why is that racist? Because if America's great again, that means more and more people are prospering, are living the American dream. How is that offensive? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because the media said so. And there are too many people out there that take verbatim what the media says, and they swallow it, and they regurgitate it, and they tell everybody else. They tell all their friends, and those friends tell their friends, until we all hate each other. The media is culpable in the divisiveness of this country. All around the world, France, the Yellow Vest movement, they are uprising against their government. England, Theresa May is doing everything she can to not remove England from the European Union. How this woman has survived two no-confidence votes is beyond me. It just goes to show you that there is a world government that is in charge. You do not have country governments anymore. There is a one-world government in charge. Theresa May, Andrea Merkel, Macron from France. They are a part of it. They are out to destroy the way of life that we know because they think they know better. They want the power. The people of France, the people of England, they're rebelling against Theresa May. Venezuela, hundreds of thousands of people are protesting Maduro and his socialist way of life in Venezuela. He has completely destroyed that company with his views and his politics and his policies. And the people have had enough. When are we in America going to have enough? When do we say, I've had it? Mine was during this whole government shutdown, because I'm telling you right now, this proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that our elected officials, the people we elected to office, have no worries and have no qualms about going against what we voted them in for. They have no desire to fulfill any of the promises that they had during the election cycle. They are just in it for the money and the power. They are in it to who the beholden one is. Be it George Soros, be it the lobbyists. That's who they are beholden to. They are not beholden to us, the people that put them in office, the people that continue to put them into office just by name only. The people that need to be in office are the people like you and me who know that we're being screwed at every chance we get. And they want to make a difference. But because we've never heard of them. I know who Debbie Stabenow is. I'm going to vote for her. I know who Nancy Pelosi is. I've never heard of that guy. I'm voting for her. That's how we vote. And these people that we're putting into office have our intentions. They don't even think about them. We've served their purpose. We got them in office. Now, let's talk to this guy. He's got money. He's got power. What do you need? I need you to stand up against this wall. We need these immigrants in here. We need to change the culture and the structure of the United States of America. So you can't budge on this wall. All right. I won't talk to Trump on this wall. I won't even begin a conversation. Even though in 2016, the American people voted for the wall. Don't think they didn't vote for the wall. This was Trump's main promise, is we are putting up a wall. And we are making America safe. People voted for that. But now they're going against what the people voted for because it doesn't serve their master. We are not their masters. We should be their masters. They should be asking us, what do you think? Do you want a wall? If you want a wall, I'll vote for a wall because you put me here. But they don't care. Before they even hear anything from Trump, the Democrats are like, we're not even listening. We're not even talking. I don't care what he has to say. We are not listening. Do you realize this government shutdown, the cost of this government shutdown as it stands right now, equals, if not surpasses, the cost of the wall? The Democrats are going to blame Trump. Trump's going to blame the Democrats. It doesn't matter. Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. Nobody has our best interests in mind. The people of France, the people of England, the people of Venezuela, they get it. They know who their common enemy is. Do we know who ours is? It's not that Antifa guy over there. It's not that guy wearing the red MAGA hat. We have a common enemy. That common enemy is the corrupt politicians in Washington and in our state legislators. That's the common enemy. And until we realize that, until we decide to stop listening to the media, stop being manipulated by the media, we're never going to change. We're never going to learn. If this Covington Catholic high school fiasco has not taught us anything, it should. It should have taught you that the media has no morals. They have no qualms about dragging a child. This is a 17, 18-year-old kid. They have no qualms about dragging this kid's reputation, his name, his family's name through the mud to benefit their cause. And we still listen to these people as if it's gospel. Turn off the TV. Turn off the internet. Get your own thought pattern going. This whole Washington high school Native American fiasco should have proved one thing to you. And that is the media will do anything they can to make Trump look bad. Why do they want to make Trump look so bad? Why is there so much hatred for Trump? What is he doing that they don't like? We've had Republican presidents in office before, and it's never been like this. Is it because he's exposing the deep swamp? Is it because he's not a politician? Or is it because he's actually fulfilling election promises, which is something no other candidate does? They'll tell you what they want to hear or what you want to hear. They'll tell you that all day long. They get into office and it's a whole different story. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he's doing everything he can to fulfill these campaign promises. The left and the media can't stand this. What don't they like? Ask yourself that. What is it about Donald Trump that the media, he's a Republican. We've had George Bush. We've had Ronald Reagan. Yeah, they trashed him, but it's never, ever been like this. Ever. They're going to such great lengths to not only destroy Donald Trump, but to destroy his supporters. At what point are we going to hold the media accountable? William Barr, the president's nominee for attorney general, he said, as a last resort, we need to prosecute. We need to prosecute these journalists who propagate false news, fake news. And I agree with them 100%. I've said that many, many times before. If you knowingly, as a journalist, are perpetuating false fake news, you are manipulating video feeds, you are turning the words to make it look like you said something but you didn't, I don't care if it's slanted towards Republican or Democrat. You are not a journalist. You need to be discredited. You need to be jailed. You need to be fined, and you need to be kicked out of your profession. Because all you're doing is causing divisiveness and hurting the country. And until we do this, until we realize this, I'm telling you, the first journalist that gets brought up on charges saying, look, this guy, he's essentially inciting a riot by his false narrative. The first journalist that does that, other ones are going to say, whoa, hold on. Whoa, I better think twice about what I'm doing here. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take the common citizen to stand up and say, I've had enough. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. And when that happens, the dominoes start to fall. In France, now I cannot corroborate the story. I read the story on multiple sites. During the Yellow Vest movement, the government, they weren't listening to anything that these protesters had to say. Now, rumor has it that some of these protesters brought out a guillotine and put it in the central square as a threat, I guess, to these politicians. Look, you don't listen to us, we'll take you, we'll behead you. We're going back to medieval times. And all of a sudden, Macron, he changed face. He's like, oh, hold on, we're not going to raise taxes. Oh, hold on. Is that what we need to do? No, I'm not suggesting that we go and start to assassinate and behead our politicians. However, we need to stand up to them. Listen, we've all seen the meme on Facebook or somewhere, wherever you get your memes from. We've all seen it where there's a group of 20 people and there's a guy with a whip, whipping them. That's the leader. And he's the tyrant. And then one of them stands up and he's whipping him. And then the others stand up and he starts cowering. And then the rest of you stand up and he cowers in fear because he realizes he can't stop all these people. And until we realize that they can't stop us, then once we realize that, then we can make a difference. Then we make a change. Listen, I have a lot of military members that listen to this show. This show has grown, and when I say it's grown by leaps and bounds, that's an understatement. I have thousands and thousands of listeners every week, and a lot of them are military. And I'll be honest, I'm not going to name any names, but I get a lot of emails from military saying, look, when the revolution comes, because they think a revolution's coming. Most of the members of the military have no doubt in their head that a revolution is coming. They are siding with the people because they know how corrupt the government is. Now, yes, there's going to be some military members that are just beholden to their task, that are so entrenched in their brainwashing that they will fire on American citizens. But the majority of military people I get emails from, they don't have a doubt in their mind. Yeah. I will disregard the government, and I will fight for the people. People are starting to wake up. When do you start to wake up? Is it when there's a food shortage and the government decides you eat, you're not eating today, and you're one of those not eating this week? Then do you take a stand? Is it when you have a government official come to your door demanding you hand over all of your firearms and your ammunition? Is it then you take a stand? Is it when you have a government official come to your door asking to see the welfare of your child and determine that you are not a sufficient parent and they take the child away? Is that when you take a stand? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're taking a stand at that point, it's too late. The government's already in control. We need to take the lead from France, England, Venezuela. And we need to join them in standing up against this oppressive, tyrannical, corrupt government that has not our best intentions in mind. When we realize as a world population that we outnumber them millions and millions to one, we can overthrow the government at any chance we get. Then, and only then, do our freedoms and our liberties take hold. Because right now we are not free, men and women, in this country. We are being strangled by regulations, by laws, by government officials that think they know better than we do. Ladies and gentlemen, these government officials that think they know better than we do, they've never worked a day in their life. They don't know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. They don't know what it's like to not know where your next meal's coming from. So how can they know what's best for us? And who are they to determine what's best for us? That's the bigger question. It's time to ask yourself, what's your breaking point? And to be honest with you, I'd love to know what your breaking point is. If you think you know what your breaking point is, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what your breaking point is. When do you say enough's enough? I can't do it anymore. I've got to make a stand. When is that point? I've reached mine. When is yours? Let me know what you think of this bill, the Senate bill in Oregon. Is this something that's good for the kids? Is this a good idea? Am I reading into this too much? Or is this a huge government overreach? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. I don't know how well this episode's going to be received. I really don't. I'm going to ruffle some feathers, probably Democrat feathers, because, you know, in my opinion, they're the source of 90% of the problems. Prove me wrong. Prove to me why a wall is not a good idea. And you can't say because there's no proof that crime and drugs are coming across the border, because there's plenty of proof. And don't give me the humanitarian aspect of it. Because for every illegal immigrant that comes in here, there's an American citizen that goes without. So don't give me the humanitarian aspect of it, because it doesn't hold water. Let me know what you think. Tell me what you think. Am I right? Am I wrong? But more importantly, let me know what your breaking point is. Let me know when you've had enough. And let me know what you're going to do. Are you going to stand and let them take over? Or are you going to stand up and say, no, I've had enough? Because I'm telling you right now, if we do not do this quickly, if we do not stand up as a nation, as a people united, not Republican versus Democrat, not MAGA versus Antifa, but as a population, knowing that we're being manipulated by our media. When we as a people can look beyond that and say, we're being screwed over, then and only then will we be ready to take over our country, to do what France, do what England, do what Venezuela is doing. The days of laughing at France for being cowards, those are done. I applaud the French people, because honestly, they have more cojones than anybody listening to this show. Because they are making a stand. They're making a difference. The question is, are you ready to make that difference? You've been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez.